Lawyers for a prominent Egyptian-American academic and human rights activist are preparing to appeal his conviction before Egypt's highest court. The activist was found guilty of defaming Egypt and other offenses and given a lengthy prison sentence. The United States is among several governments protesting the decision. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Cairo.
Since the imprisonment of Saadeddine Ibrahim on May 21st, his American-born wife Barbara and his defense team have been holding frequent meetings to plan his appeal. Barbara Ibrahim says the case is without legal precedent in Egypt.
So all of us, from our most senior lawyers to, you know, junior lawyers, to the human rights groups, are making this up as they go along. We have never faced this kind of case before.
Just an hour and a half after Ibrahim's defense team wrapped up final arguments in the seven-month trial, the lead judge returned with a verdict. 7 years of hard labor for the 62-year-old American University of Cairo professor. Ibrahim, who runs the Ibn Khaldun Center for Development Studies, was found guilty of receiving unauthorized donations in violation of a military decree. He was also convicted of embezzling European Union funds and tarnishing Egypt's image abroad. 27 other defendants in the case were found guilty on related charges, and 6 were imprisoned. Ibrahim's lawyers say the charges are absurd and the law was misapplied. The EU has denied its funds were misused. Hope now lies in an appeal 1 month from now before Egypt's highest court, the Court of Cassation. Ahmed Talat, one of the lead defense lawyers, says the court will judge the case based on the application of the law, not on the evidence.
The Cassation Court will not discuss the case in details. It will control only the proper application of law. And that's why I'm very confident that they will easily find that the law applied was not the proper one.
The main charge against Ibrahim, the acceptance of funds without government permission, is based on a 1992 emergency law that the lawyers argue is not relevant to the case. If the Court of Cassation agrees, it can either dismiss the case or send it back to another court. Ibrahim could also be freed under an amnesty granted by Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. That may be unlikely, since many, like both Saad and Barbara Ibrahim, believe the real reason for his imprisonment is the political nature of his work.
Yeah, my husband didn't limit himself to one controversial issue. He managed to touch on a number.
He has promoted greater democracy in Egypt, probed electoral irregularities, and championed the rights of the country's Coptic Christian minority. Human rights activist Gasser Abdel-Razak has closely followed the case. He says that given how well-connected Ibrahim is in Egypt, his work must have threatened some very high-ranking officials.
The major issues that no one is ever allowed to speak about is the president, his family, and the armed forces. I think somehow he offended the president himself, and that's what you get.
Shortly before he was charged a year ago, Ibrahim wrote an article poking fun at Arab leaders for grooming their sons as successors. It's a sensitive subject here in Egypt, where President Mubarak's son Gamal has been given a high-ranking post in the ruling party. But the president hotly denies rumors that he wants his son to succeed him. The largely government-run Egyptian press has been quick to denounce Ibrahim's criticism of the state. One paper went so far as to brand him the country's greatest traitor. Abdullah Kamal, assistant editor of the weekly Rose Al Yusuf, believes the trial and conviction of Ibrahim are long overdue. He used his international connections to make Egypt look bad, says Kamal. Instead of supporting the country, he gave it a bad image. The Ibrahim case has also cast a chill on Egypt's human and civil rights organizations. Most of them depend on foreign grants, but are now fearful the government will silence them using the same laws applied in the Ibrahim case. Human rights activist Gasser Abdel-Razak.
It will just make things clearer again for people. If you take the money, the government is willing to use a military decree to put you in prison for 7 to 15 years. That's the new message.
Abdel-Razak and others here say the conviction of Saadeddine Ibrahim doesn't bode well for the future of democracy and human rights in Egypt. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Cairo.